Then I saw heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Let's see if that will work. Let's see if that I'll get some sound from me on that way. Let's see. Okay, can you hear me now? Oh, no. This always happened to me. Why? Anyway, okay. So I hope you guys can hear me now. Can you hear me now? Tell me yes. Okay. So I'm so sorry, you guys. I really just don't even understand why that happens to me. But okay, so let's start over. Okay, here we go. Yay. I don't know. Yeah, I blink and something changes, and I didn't change anything. All right, so welcome, you guys. I'm Melissa Redpill. We're going to talk about BlackRock today. We're going to talk about BlackRock and all the evil that they have been doing. And so everyone's waking up to it, and they're realizing they want to get out. They don't want to be part of BlackRock at all. But the problem is they have infiltrated everything. They have taken control of everything. They're just like a huge monopoly board, and they have just gobbled up the entire monopoly board. And we're going to talk about that today. If you're new here, we do something a little different. Yeah, we do. It's very different. Where the sound doesn't work. But what we do is we look at the current events in the light of God's word, because this is literally biblical, right, everybody? Okay, tell me this. Are we good? Yes. Okay. So we look at all these current events, realizing this is not just a political movement. This is not just, oh, this is one president, then we'll have a different president, and you'll have all these different agreements and different, you know, wars and whatever. No, that is not going to happen anymore. This is the crossroads of civilization. This is the end of the old age and moving into the golden age. I'm over the olden age. I want the golden age. And we're going to have health and wealth and peace all throughout the world. And we see this happening. As President Trump has said, he's stopped 8 wars and more to come. We're going to have, the wars will cease to the ends of the earth. And I have written all this in all God's promises throughout his word in the book, The Golden Age. If you haven't read it, please go over. If you have read it, please go and put a review, because it's really great news, and it connects the dots on what is happening in this day. So we're going to talk about BlackRock and what they have done and how they're being brought down. And so get ready. I've been exposing them for a good long time, and it's time for them to be really exposed before all the world. All right, so let's go. This is what happened on Friday. Their stock went down almost 8%. Why is that? It's because they blocked the withdrawals from their investors. Imagine you have money in BlackRock, and you're trying to get it out to, you know, cash out. And they say, no, you can't do it. And we've had the maximum that we can have withdrawn for this quarter. And so you'll have to wait till the next quarter. The problem is, you don't know what the value is going to be by the next quarter. It can be tanked. It could be zero for all you know. And this is the problem with them being able to control the stock market. They have all the control. But this is the end of the road for them. This is the end of it. So we're going to watch and see exactly what's going to happen. But President Trump has been, you know, working to dismantle these monopolies where they've controlled everything. I'm going to show you. You're going to flip out when you see everything that they've controlled. And listen to this. You know, I've been exposing this for years, and I started putting together, you know, just so many pieces that once you look at it all in one video, you're like, wait a minute, these people have got to be stopped. And that's what President Trump is doing. Yeah, so it's about stopping their power, but also stopping their money, because that's how they control the world, is because they have control of the money and have controlled so many organizations and corporations. All right, so they block this money coming out from their investment funds, and the world's largest asset manager announces, nope, you can't get your money. This is unprecedented. This is like a run on the bank. This is like a run on the stock market, and everybody is really up in arms. And that is why the value of the stock went down. Nobody wants to buy in. Everybody wants to get out. This private credit fund valued at $26 billion recorded $1.2 billion in withdrawal requests this quarter. That's a huge percentage that people wanted out. Investors wanted to recover almost 10% of their investment, 9.3%, but they capped it at 5%. They paid out $620 million and the rest was blocked. That means that nearly half the investors wanting to withdraw their money were unable to do so. And BlackRock is not an isolated case. It's not just BlackRock. It's also Blackstone. They had to raise its withdrawal cap and injected $400 million to meet the demand. It's over for them. We've talked about March, you know, beware the Ides of March. We've been talking about since the bankruptcy, basically, with the value of silver on Christmas Day. Remember, we've talked about that. If you haven't seen that post, go to my ex account, Melissa Redpill, and you can see how I believe this is biblical, the biblical sign that happened on Christmas Day, the angel standing in the sun from Revelation 19, where it's like time, it's go time to pull down this whole regime, this whole criminal cartel. And it starts really with the banking cartel and with BlackRock at the top. So Blackstone is in the same boat. Anybody who has Blackstone, Blue Owl stopped honoring their redemption requests. BLK dropped 5%. KKR, Carlyle, Apollo, ours, and TPG have all fallen 5 to 6% in the same direction, down like a stone. The entire private credit sector collapsed in a single day. These funds provided illiquid loans, meaning loans that are difficult to sell quickly. Thus, when too many investors want to withdraw simultaneously, the fund lacks the necessary liquidity to reimburse everyone. Now, and we understand that a bank has, they have these investments, and so you can't always pull these things out quickly. We, you know, and we understand that that's how the fractional reserve system works. But the problem is that you've never had it where everybody wants to withdraw. That's their, what they're thinking. No one's going to, they're not all going to want to withdraw from the banks at the same moment or from this stock at the same moment. Well, people did up to, you know, 10%. That's a huge, huge percent. And they could not pay everybody out. They just didn't have it. Gone overnight. Bill Igan, BlackRock has also written off a separate loan of $25 million. They had to write it off to zero. It was 3 months ago, it was valued at its nominal value, and now it's wiped out. They are losing it. You know, we've always been the ones who've been struggling, and they're now the ones that are struggling, and it's really a great thing to see. I want to make sure that you saw this, because this is huge. This is a giant thing that maybe with all the talk about the war and all that other scuttlebutt, you might have missed. I didn't want you to miss it. Bad news often arrives at once. The opacity and leverage in the sector are concerning. What they mean is the leverage is they are oversold, overinvested, and so they can't cash out. Like if you had a credit card debt up to your eyeballs, they are over leveraged. And really, they always do this. The banks say, "Oh, you know, we're taking all these deposits in," and they put out all this money. 90% of it or more into investments, into whatever buildings or whatever they do. And now when people come to get their money, they don't have it, right? Same thing with the stock market. The option of a rate cut is off the table when the world's largest funds announce to investors that they'll never see their money again. That's a big red flag. This is big. I think, beware. Don't trust the banks. Do not trust them. Don't trust them. I've said this for months. Don't have your money over there. These people, by the time they'll be allowed to get their money out, the stock might be worthless. So I really recommend you make sure that, you know, I understand you have investments, but I just think that you need to be very, very careful about where you put your money and who you trust. You know, I always believe it is a better thing to have your money in hard assets that you can control, like real estate or gold. Another thing that, if you haven't seen this, Tucker just came out with a video where he's been talking about gold. I'm not going to get off into this whole subject, but he was saying that, you know, a lot of these people who've been selling gold, you know, how can they sell money and make money on selling the money? You know, I understand someone who's getting the spot, you know, if they're a gold exchange person, but you know, how can someone do that? And I never felt comfortable. I'm like, I prayed and the Lord said, no, not for, you know, for me not to do that. And, my thing that I always told you, and you can go back to watch all the videos that I've done. I always said, look, go find a gold or silver person, in your community that you can establish a relationship with and know how to buy and sell and all that. And so that's really was the wiser way to do it. And anyway, I think a lot of this is going to be exposed, that some of this was corrupt. I don't know. That's what, if you want to go in and watch Tucker Carlson, just had a video about that in the past couple of days. All right. So that's what's going on with BlackRock. And the leader of BlackRock is Larry Fink. So this guy is, what a name. That's a perfect name for him. He is a Fink. And he's harmed the entire world. And now it's coming down around his ears. And this is biblical. This is what the Lord promised would happen. These people would be brought down. And so enjoy the show. You think it's all just about what's going on in Iran? That's huge. That is huge. It's bringing down the cabal. That's the head of the cabal. But it's the end times for these creeps. So that's very, very good news. All right. So here is Ian Carroll. He did a video where I'm going to just show you a little clip of this, where he was connecting what BlackRock has done. They own everything, them and Vanguard. And I've been posting about this for a long time. So check this out.
BlackRock controls everything, right? Wrong, but we'll start there. Because if you go to the grocery store and try to buy something like shampoo or deodorant or baby food, turns out that basically every option is owned by mega corporations that are all owned by the same people. Top shareholders of...
Okay, I hope you guys saw. He's going to talk fast, but I just want to stop and show you. Okay, so here are all the shampoo aisles, the deodorant aisles, all the aisles in the grocery store. And what he's doing is he's highlighting them in red, saying that he had checked not just the owner, but who owns that owner. Let's just say it's Palmolive, or I'm just throwing out some names, or Johnson & Johnson, or whoever it is. Ultimately, who owns that corporation? And it all goes back to BlackRock and Vanguard. All right, check it out.
Same people. Top shareholders of all of these corporations are Vanguard, BlackRock, and State Street, the big three. Doesn't matter how many different companies you look at in all of the different parts of our lives, top shareholders of every single one of these little stock sheets is Vanguard, BlackRock, and State Street. And sure, they're managing our money, like your retirement account, but what they're doing is they control the voting power on all those shares. I don't know if you can read this, but like index funds, mutual funds, exchange-traded funds, all the things that Vanguard, BlackRock, and State Street use to get your money in their pockets, which is still yours, clearly, they control the voting rights. And so what that means is when you look at the board of directors of all these different companies, of every company in the market, their boards of directors were selected by the same three biggest shareholders, Vanguard, BlackRock, and State Street. That board of directors determines who runs the company, determines how the company operates, determines whether to put poison in the food or food in the food, determines whether to tell you that there's asbestos in the baby powder or to cover it up for 30 years. And so all the different mega corporations that make all the things we use in our daily lives are all owned by the same big three financial institutions, along with their buddies, the big banks. But then when you look at all the big banks and financial institutions, you know who owns them? Each other. They all own each other. And what that means is there is a ruling class of bankers, of old banking families, of big money that collectively owns the financial institution blob. And they're controlling all of the mega corporations through the boards of directors who select the CEOs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, down the line. And those bankers and corporations have developed some pretty wild tricks in order to shuffle their money around, exert this control, buy off the government. In case you hadn't realized yet, I'm in Idaho, right?
Okay, so yeah, I want you to hear that. Thank you so much, Ian Carroll, for really digging and realizing this racket, this cartel, this criminal operation. And so he's calling it the blob. They have gobbled up the control of everything that only they can get into the grocery stores. That is, it's just been so highly controlled. And then, like he was saying, then they can put some kind of asbestos in the baby powder or whatever. And who can stop them? They are in control of all that. So that's what our genius president is dismantling. It's not only what he's dismantling in Iran with this horrible Iranian regime, which is really the arm of the criminal cabal. It's that he's destroying their financial system, and it's coming down. This is a huge thing. It's just gigantic. This is beware the Ides of March. All right, so I want you to say some other things that they have done. They own all the meat packers in America. And also, they've been buying up all the pharmaceutical companies. He called it like a cartel. Yeah, this is like, remember how on the board it talked about, this is like the Godfather? This is what the Godfather really is that they have this crime syndicate that controls the cities, controls the government, controls the corporations, controls all of it. So, yeah, this is what, listen to RFK. Thank you, RFK Jr., for everything you're doing.
Owns all the meat packers. There's only four meat packers in this country. BlackRock owns them all. And you can say that you need to do antitrust suits against those meat packers. The meat packers are keeping the price of meat high and the price of cows low. So the farmer gets hurt, the consumers get hurt, and they make the money because they've got a monopoly. There are many other things like, BlackRock owns all the pharmaceutical companies, and we can start regulating the pharmaceutical companies so that they behave less like a cartel. Owns all the meat.
Okay, so yeah, they're behaving like a cartel and all in control. This is why it's been taking so long to dismantle this web. They have made it intentionally where it was like a spider web that was impossible to extricate ourselves from. And every time you do this, it would affect the other thing, and it just made the grip tighter. But our genius president has done it. He's done it. So, yeah, they're going to not be able to meet their margin calls, and that whole thing comes down when they can't, when there's a run on the stock and a run on the banks. So, yeah, be very careful. Please keep cash. And, yes, once we get through all this, then we're not going to have to worry about it. But for the time being, make sure that you have funds to operate, right? Very important. Okay, so get a load of this. And I posted this, I don't even know, May 27th, around 27th of 2025. I said, BlackRock is evil. Prove me wrong. So the BlackRock was suing United Healthcare for giving too much care to the patients. Did you hear that? They were suing the healthcare industry, the United Healthcare industry, for giving too much care. They're like, that person is fixing to die. They're, old, there's no need to give them the care that, these people are pure evil. Are they pure evil? And the problem is because they consider us chattel. They consider us that they own us. They consider that we are animals. They don't, of course we would just, kill a sick cow. They think of us that way. And so, yeah, the most powerful asset manager in the world, BlackRock, and United Healthcare, which is the biggest shareholder with nearly 10% ownership, is literally suing this health insurance giant. Not because they weren't giving the care, it's because they were giving the care. You're giving too much care. So imagine you are someone who works at the healthcare industry and you're there to approve this type of procedure or this type of surgery. And you get in trouble from your boss because he's like, why did you give that person that surgery? You shouldn't have done that. This is what we've been up against. Our enemy right here, State Street, Vanguard, BlackRock. Just exactly like Ian Carroll was saying. So this is gigantic. Thank you so much, Ian Camus, for putting this out there. So yeah, we've been talking about this for a while. How evil BlackRock is. Now check this one out. Did you know that they gobbled up the photo industry? When you go to Wall Street Apes, when you go to the school and you get your picture taken, who controls those pictures? All those pictures are owned by BlackRock. One company does over 50% of the school photos in America and over 25% of the school photos globally. It was acquired by investment firm owned by BlackRock and Vanguard. They're the top shareholders of a company who the CEO was primary investor of a company who's been sued multiple times for scraping facial data to build their AI learning database. All the pictures of our children has gone into their gigantic database. You might think, I'm not allowing my child to have their photo on Facebook or social media. That's great. That's great. I think that's a great idea. But have you had your child's picture taken at school? BlackRock has it. And God forbid if your child has some type of anomaly on their eye that they feel like is one of their satanic triggers. That they just have made up. It could be like that little girl who went missing. And it's because she had this very special thing on her eye, the color of her eye, her cornea, and she was marked. Who knows? Who knows what they're looking for our children? We have to protect the children. And who knew? Who would ever have imagined? That's the reason we're sheep. We don't think evil like they do. We cannot imagine the levels of evil and the things that they would do to try to harm our children. No telling. No telling what they're using it for. I didn't want to go there. I don't trust BlackRock. To be fair, well, this whole connection is a bit of a stretch, but in the end, it's really one big company that runs everything. That's the point. And they're coming down. How about that? Isn't that great news? How about that, you guys? So thank you, President Trump, always. All right. So BlackRock also had commercials. Can you believe this? Both of these people who attempted to assassinate President Trump were in BlackRock commercials. What are the odds? What are the odds? What are they doing? Are they, they're utilizing people who, for their own evil purposes, clearly. People who maybe are already in a dangerous situation with their mental health, and then they utilize that person. Oh, you're in with the big, you're on our commercial, and you're one of us. And next thing you know, they can get them to do something awful. And then they end up paying the price while the criminals skate. Check this video out. See, you'll recognize both assassins in the clip.
It's appeal to both leaders. What organization?
My name is Brian DeLallo. I teach AP and Honors Economics in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Financial well-being to me is knowing that I can be free to do the things that I love to do. I hope when I retire someday, they say, that guy made this place a special place to come.
There you go. There's the one who was in Pennsylvania who attempted to shoot. That's where President Trump was shot, in the ear. And supposedly they took him out. I guess they did. Who knows? Who knows the absolute truth? But there he is. He's in also in one more shot in the picture, in the video.
School, and gave as much as he could to help the community.
Yeah, and you saw this one, guy who shot, tried to shoot President Trump in Miami. Yeah, when President Trump was out on the golf course. Yeah, these people, there he is too. There he is, right there. This is a BlackRock commercial. And, I'm thinking this kid just thought he was, I'm special, and they think I'm great and I'm cool. And then the next thing you know, they get him involved in something very, very evil. So BlackRock, again, coming down on their value of their stock is great news. And I'm very much enjoying the show of watching Larry Fink squirm. And I hope, I don't want anyone to be hurt, to be harmed. Once we get through this, everyone's going to have everything they need, even if you lose money, even if you've had your stock market harmed in the past few days. Once we get, bottom line, President Trump is trying to save us from this criminal cartel, the BlackRock, all the bankers. Just like he's trying to save the Iranian people from this terrible Iranian regime. So even if during this middle of this extrication period, this horrible war of to try to destroy the cabal, if you are financially harmed, just understand that it will all be restored to you. So just hang in there. Okay. Don't worry about it. Just be, encouraged that these criminals are being exposed and removed and damaged. So yeah, I would bet that this month of March, we're going to see the banking cartel completely decimated. That's what I'm thinking. We're going to watch and see. I would just hope it is, because I'm ready to for this war to be over. All right, so I want you to see that. And I go into this on the book, The Golden Age, like I was telling you about. And I want to read a couple of passages to you from this book. This one right here. It's over for $2.99 on Amazon. And you can also, email it to people. I don't know if you know that you can do that. You can just click a little button and you can send it to people, especially because a lot of people want to hear some good news about where are we headed. And yes, we're not quite there, but where are we headed? And it says the days that we cannot even imagine. It's going to be so wonderful. So this is the chapter on the golden age of abundance. Listen to this from Isaiah chapter 60, verse 5. Then you shall see and be radiant, and your heart will thrill and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea will be turned to you. The wealth of the nations will come to you. All that they have gathered up to themselves, they have so much, it just stacks and stacks and stacks of gold. They have it all for themselves, and it's all going to be returned to the people, to the righteous. The righteous will inherit all of this. We will inherit the earth and the fullness thereof, all the fullness of all the wealth of it. We're going to have that. The wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous. But anyway, this was Isaiah chapter 60, verse 5. Love it. And if there's anything about the golden age, it's about gold. It's about the gold, that we will have the gold, and they will not. They won't be able to use it where they are going. All right. So I'm going to show you one other verse here, here in this passage. Let's see if I have this one pulled up. Yes. On page 126 of the book, if you're looking, you can see this very interesting passage in Revelation 18, verse 19. It says, they cast dust on their head and cried weeping and mourning, woe, woe, the great city in which all who had their ships in the sea were made rich by reason of her great wealth, for she is made desolate in 1 hour. Awesome. Okay, so this is talking about these ones who have become wealthy on our backs, on the backs of humanity, where you know, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy and all this. These people, they don't care how much we have suffered. They don't care how much people have literally died because they wouldn't give them the treatments that they had justly paid for to have these treatments. Outrageous, right? They don't care that someone who, like this, these two people who had mental illnesses were had their lives ruined and potentially killed because they got them involved. They don't care. They care nothing, because these people are literally operate under the compulsion of demons. That's what it is. The Antichrist is people who worship demons and have demons dwelling within them. You operate under the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit guides you on what to do, what to say, and you're working for the good of humanity, whereas they work for the destruction of humanity. So they're crying because they're all their ability to make wealth on our backs is destroyed. This is in the book of Revelation chapter 18. And I just put in the Golden Age book, I just put a little snippet of it, but I go into all the detail of the book of Revelation. This is the decode of the book of Revelation. And I've got that in, I don't know which chapter it is, but anyway, somewhere back in the back of the book, you'll see the breakdown of that entire chapter, where it's the destruction of their financial system. And that's what we are witnessing in literal real time. This is the fulfillment of that promise that the Lord gave to the Apostle John on the Isle of Patmos 2,000 years ago. So how awesome is that, what we are witnessing? So you can definitely check into that one. It's again, all these are over on Amazon. Let's see. Yeah, there's that one. So let me see if I can get to the other one. All of these. This is the major clues for minor prophets. There's the one, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. So all of these are over on Amazon. So I will go ahead and make a copy of that link and pop that into the chat, and Songbird will put it in the comments for you guys. All right. So I want you to see that. And also, this whole passage here, look at this. The fancy things you love so much are gone, they cry. All your luxury and splendors are gone forever, never to be yours again. The merchants who became wealthy by selling her these things will stand at a distance crying and weeping. Oh, how terrible for that great city. She was clothed in finest purple and scarlet linens, decked out with gold and precious stones and pearls. In a single moment, all the wealth of the city is gone. Yay! Because it's returning to you and me and all of humanity. How awesome is that? And part of that is this gold. We've talked about this on other videos. If you want to go back and look at some of my other videos, what's been happening with the gold, the price of gold and silver. And let me just show you, just since in the past year, how much it's gone up. Okay, let's see if I can click on that. Yeah, so gold has just gone and up and up. That's not what I want to do. I want to do the past year. Look at that. Look at that. They have really messed up big time, because they shorted silver and they shorted gold. We heard that gold will destroy the Fed. The Fed is just this cartel of bankers that has controlled the money system throughout the world. And their entire thing is ruined, because they sold paper silver and paper gold, fake. And they don't have the money to come up with this. We learned about this long ago in 20, literally like 2018, Q started posting that the gold will destroy the Fed. And we didn't know exactly how that would be, but it's because the value has gone up. And that's why a lot of us bought gold at that point. Thank you, Q. And those of us who bought silver and gold, we've done pretty well on it. Let me see if I can show. Okay, here's the silver. Let's see how much for the past 1 year. How much has that one gone up? Look at that. This is destroying them. They cannot meet these margin calls. They're right now, they're suppressing it. They're trying to keep it low, but eventually it really won't matter if it goes up or not, because they can't meet the margin call of $83.15 or whatever it is, $85.25. Whatever it is, they can't meet it. And I think that the margin call is coming due this month. How awesome is that? Now, and that coincides with what President Trump said. There would be 4 weeks for this battle of in Iran. And that takes us right to Easter week. I'm just saying, that'd be pretty cool. Here's a calendar right here here. It started right here about, around Purim. I think it started on the 1st. And they said, it was going a little earlier than schedule, because I think that, he was saying basically they would start it on Purim. Well, they, for weather or for whatever reason, they made it, or maybe for surprise, they went ahead and did it ahead of time and started the blasting of Khomeini straight down into hell, right? So, and then 4 weeks takes us right into, right here, just, it doesn't say Easter, it just says Passover, but we know that's the same period of time. Wouldn't that be something if that was the Great Awakening? What if that was the resurrection of humanity? I would love it. I would love it. I would love it. I know you would too. That's very, very exciting to see. And the interesting thing is, okay, that would take us to the end of March, moving into April. But in May, on May 17th, we're having a rededication event. And I posted this on social media. You think so too, Songbird? I hope so. I hope you and I are right. We are going to have a huge rededication to the Lord on May 17th. And I am going. Several of my team Melly are going. And so I hope that you can go and we can represent the Freedom Force Battalion. We can make Freedom Force Battalion signs. We can make whoever can get their behind up there, and we can all join together in prayer and in praise of the Lord for setting us free. I just pray in Jesus' name that by them, everyone's going to realize that the world's been set free. The cartels are being decimated. Venezuela is set free. Look at all that's going on in Venezuela. Praise the Lord for that. The Iranian people are so happy. Even people who don't watch the news, if they look and see, hey, the Iranian people clearly did not like the Iranian regime when they're all dancing in the streets and so happy. So even the people who don't really pay close attention can see clearly they were not up for the Iranian regime. So anyway, we're going to celebrate. We're going to celebrate in May 17th. Be there. All right. So we'll be talking about it more as the days get closer. I'm ready. So President Trump announced on the February 5th, he announced at this National Prayer Breakfast, the 74th National Prayer Breakfast, he announced that we're going to rededicate the United States as one nation under God. And listen to what they call it, the National Jubilee of Prayer, Praise, and Thanksgiving. How about that? The Jubilee. If you're not familiar with the Jubilee, look in Leviticus chapter 25, and also you can search my videos for Jubilee and understand what this meaning is. Jubilee is the celebration of the debts being canceled and the captives being freed. This is what we are celebrating in our country. How awesome is that? The Jubilee. I hope and pray that this is the year of Jubilee. I believe it is, because all these people are being liberated all over the world. And if the bankers fall and all that money restored to you and me, just like we were talking about in this passage right here, the wealth of the nations is the abundance of the sea will be turned to you. The wealth of the nations will come to you. Then that's Jubilee. That is what Jubilee is all about. So yeah, they're calling it the National Jubilee of Prayer, Praise, and Thanksgiving. It's a part of the broader commemoration of America's 250th anniversary. And of course, July 4th is the big celebration of our country's freedom. It just feels like this is it. It really, really does. What do you guys think? I think so. I hope so. All right. Either way, we're going to keep fighting until we get the victory. The event aims to emphasize the nation's religious roots, encourage nationwide prayer, and reaffirm faith as foundational to America's identity. This is who we are. They have tried to squelch it. They've tried to hide it. They've tried to push it down. They've tried to berate people who love the Lord. And that's who we are. That's who we are. That was our original identity, and nothing can change that. They've tried to water it down by bringing in people who don't believe the same things. It doesn't matter. That's who we are, and we're returning to that. The administration has promoted it as a unifying moment to restore moral and spiritual values. Yeah, awesome. There's also this America Praise event, and the Year of Celebration and Rededication has been launched. This is it. Oh, I know the enemy is screeching, but they can't stop it. Nothing can stop what is coming. Our country will be restored. And that's one of the chapters in this book about just the new life for each of the people, and that Christ is the king of this earth, and that we're not going to have the evildoers running the world anymore. That's in that book, The Golden Age. I just am very excited that we've made it, that we have lived to see this day. And one other quick thing on the passage I've been talking about from Daniel chapter 12, where it talks about that blessed are those who arrive at the 1335th day. I realize now that what that's talking about is that we have gotten to witness the demise. We are witnessing the demise, the destruction of this New World Order criminal cabal. Yes, we've been fighting them for all these years since the sign of the Son of Man. If you're not familiar with that, go to my melissaredpill.com site, and you'll see the beautiful sign that happened. And right there, everyone started to wake up and join the fight. But now, as it says in Revelation 19, finally, come eat the flesh of kings. Come and pull this down. And that is what we're witnessing with the removal of Maduro from Venezuela, from the removal to the cartels in Mexico and the Latin American countries, from the removal of this Iranian regime, and then more and more and more to come. Even China is really taking a big hit because they, the CCP, is no longer getting oil from Venezuela or Iran. This is the pulling down of our enemies. Very, very exciting to watch this all happen. Tomorrow, I'm going to see you at 11 o'clock a.m. Central Time on the same channel right here. But I want you to see this. We're going to talk about the Strait of Hormuz and what is going on there to destroy the criminal cartel. So that's very big news. They've controlled the world for a long, long time. We're going to talk about that and more tomorrow morning. I think that's everything. That is everything I wanted to share with you today. I think that's everything that we wanted to share. So definitely share this information with folks who don't maybe understand what this whole thing is with BlackRock. If you're getting worried and nervous about the stock market, just know that the wealth of the nations is being restored to you. This is the golden age of abundance that's coming for us. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for the Jubilee. Thank you, Lord, that you are restoring prayer and restoring the wealth and restoring peace all over the world. You are the king of the world. That's why nothing can stop what is coming. No one can stop you. No one can stay your hand or say to you, what are you doing? I thank you, Lord, that we have the foundation on you in our country, one nation under God, and that we are now seeing this happening. Everybody is joining together to return to you. And recognizing that we want you to be the king of the world, not these ones who worship Satan. I thank you, Lord, that you will remove them from the earth and that they will no longer harm us. They'll no longer steal from us. And they'll no longer prevent us from being healthy. They'll no longer control our food and the things that we use in the stores, that you are going to destroy their entire diseased, corrupt temple. We praise you and thank you that you are rescuing us. You're not angry with us. You're rescuing us from the ones who have done all this evil. We praise you. I thank you for everyone on the Freedom Force Battalion. I pray that you would just bless them. I pray you'll strengthen them. I pray you'd protect them, Lord. Surround them with your angels. Help them to know that you are right there beside them and guiding them every step, every day. I pray, Lord, that you would bring more and more into the understanding of the wonderful truth of what we're witnessing, because so many people are scared and they're waiting for an escape from earth, and help them to understand that we're not leaving, the criminals are leaving, and we will have The earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters fill the sea. We cannot wait to see all the blessings of the golden age being rolled out day by day by day as it gets brighter and brighter and brighter. We thank you, Lord, and just pray that you just continue to strengthen us until we have everything cleansed, every food cleansed, all the air cleansed, all the water cleansed. Just guide us on how we can protect ourselves and our loved ones. And we pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. Amen. All right, guys, I love you. I'm so glad that we got together. Yeah, don't forget to take care of yourself, because these people are still, they're, you know, still control a lot of the things that are going into your body. So if you haven't gone there yet, go to freedomforce.live, right there, freedomforce.live, or melissaredpill.com. And when you go there, go to the health page right here, and you will see tons of information about how you can help get your health, your pets, everything in terrific, terrific shape, and so that you can stave off anything that the enemy might try to do. Definitely detox every day. Remember that. Every day detox, whether you use these detoxes or whatever detox, do it every day. I love this one. It's at the cellular level, the Pure Body Extra. Make sure you guys keep doing that spritzing every day. I do it every day. And also the anti-aging, which is the televital. I love that because it can help to protect your the tips of your DNA strands, the little tips, so that prevent you from getting older. And also the micronutrients. If you aren't doing that, you've got to put these micronutrients into your smoothie. Go to my smoothie page and definitely do that every day. Okay, you guys, I love the silver solution and the probiotics. I'm doing that every day too, because this is not only what I'm drinking, but I'm also using it throughout my whole house. I clean and then I hit it with this probiotics, so it has the good bacteria overwhelms the bad bacteria. Just it was something very important to learn about if you haven't learned about that yet. And also love my word that I can't say because YouTube will flip out. But if you don't know about that, again, definitely go and check into that on the health page, freedomforce.live, LIVE/health. And you will love it. All these natural remedies. We're returning to the natural remedies and not these chemicals. Just ask the Lord what to do for your health, because these people can't rule us anymore. They cannot control our health anymore. Yeah. If you have people who are struggling with their health since they took the jab, definitely try this one by Dr. Artis, the foreign protein cleanse. We're going to have our health back. Check it out. Guys, I love you guys. I guess that's it. We'll jet out and I'll see you. Don't forget, I will see you tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Central. Okay. And I will talk to you. Hang on. Somebody needs to come help me. Somebody come live at my house and come help me do all this technology. Okay. Can y'all come live at my house? All right. I love you guys. And I will talk to you later.
From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.